It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
You know what I would have done? I would have had a Secret Service agent go in there with fucking guns drawn, and I would have walked right up and said, give me a fucking cheesesteak.
Yep.
Matt.
Oh, it stinks bad. Oh, it smells like you shit your pants.
Steve.
Take out his little spider dick and be like, look at this. He starts masturbating in public and shoots his webbing.
Oh. Oh, man.
And Kevin.
On paper, it probably doesn't look good when your make-a-wish is to see The Undertaker.
Walk with me now.
We're fucking horrible.
We are the worst.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Breaking news. Richard Attenborough's dead.
Whoa. Richard Attenborough.
Who's that?
Instant. It's like I was waiting for it.
Richard Dunn got buried.
Yeah, Richard Dunn gotten dead and dead buried.
Richard Dunn buried.
That poor dude. He just died. graveyard dead and buried.
Oh.
Who is this guy?
He spared no expense. He was the dude from Jurassic Park. I mean, he did a lot of other stuff.
Which one? The old guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the one who looks like my grandfather.
Yes, he does. Wow. It's the Aristocrats.
I bet you he wishes he still looked like your grandfather.
Probably. Hitting big at AC every week.
Oh, man. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. That's the website, in case you're wondering. We're live on CWERadio.com. Thank you very much, Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment Radio.
Why don't you
hit
the Skype up this week so we get some calls in?
I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
That's right.
That's right.
We have Mr. Kevin.
Good evening.
Good evening. And Steve.
You go now.
You go now. Dude, what a freak.
Freak show.
Have we talked about him?
Like in the past?
Mr. Q.
In the past?
Yeah, on the show.
I don't know, probably.
Matt?
I don't... Maybe in the distant past. Like, yeah, like 06, 07.
In the not-too-distant future.
Maybe we brought him up.
Oh, weird. I don't even want to talk about him. He's going to get angry.
You don't.
Forget it.
You're hostile.
Am I?
A little bit.
I'm sorry. I'll tone it down a little bit.
Good.
I don't want to make anybody mad.
Just uncomfortable.
I'm so comfortable.
You bought Kraken. You didn't even crack it open.
Kraken out that open that Kraken.
Crack. I will. Don't worry.
So how old was Attenborough?
90 years young.
Man, he really lived it.
He spared no expense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Well, I'm glad he brought back dinosaurs just for Steven Spielberg to kill him.
Well, he knew them, so he, you know.
I can't believe Steven Spielberg.
Murderer.
Killed.
What'd he say?
What?
Oh, I thought he said something.
No. Yeah.
He fucked that old fuck.
Fuck him.
He fucked up that movie big time.
Fuck that prick. Dude, one of the funniest... Oh, I gotta find it. There's this video. It's been around for years. I don't know.
What kind of video?
Oh, here it is. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let me. This is great. And I know that the TV's going to shit.
Serve it up.
Take a shit, but. Oh, hang on. Yeah, somebody redid the Jurassic Park theme. in this YouTube clip.
Oh, Metallica did
it's
this.
Jurassic Park.
That guy's dead.
Wow. Laura Dern. Wow.
They do live in
herds. It hurts.
What's up with the huge lopsided tits over there?
Yeah, what's that about?
What?
Look at those. Up top there.
Something the lopsided.
In the pink.
Lopsided.
Let's get those.
Old lady monster hooters.
Let's get those.
Let's get them.
I want to hang out with those.
It's a virus.
Probably.
She got Ebola tits.
You hear about all those Ebola patients that went missing?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's fucking retarded.
Here we go. What?
I don't know what this is. This is just like a 13-minute video of random shit in another language.
Random shitting?
Random shit.
See, like, why does the video say 1080i on the screen?
I have no idea.
Can you change the
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
I've done it. It doesn't matter.
I don't think you have.
I think you're lying, Derek.
I'm lying.
You just don't want to press control.
Hey, give me that tall remote there.
You can't put on 1080p?
This one?
I can.
But, like, it doesn't make any
sense. He's the least athletic person in the world.
I know. Well, next to throw something at me.
I would say almost next to Matt, but Matt's done a backflip before.
Ah, backflip.
At one point, I was the most athletic person in this room. You could never do anything I could do. You always tried, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christ.
I'm talking like 1998.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's talking front handsprings as being the most athletic person ever.
I don't know how to do this. No, it's not the time or the place.
Hey, quit messing around. We got a show to do.
Yeah, I know, right?
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. Matt's got me playing around with this.
I just wanted him to change the screen.
I've had it on there. It
doesn't work?
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't make any sense.
I doubt it.
Yeah, you're lying, Derek. Just give it a shot.
Derek works for the Drive-By Media.
Drive-By?
Drive-By?
Huh? Drive-By right. Truckers?
No. Dreams is hard.
It is.
So, Robin Williams died.
Yep. Who?
Isn't he supposed to call in?
What was that?
Yeah. No.
Goblin Williams is the only death pun.
Goblin Williams.
That was a good one.
It's no way he's dead. I heard he was hanging around recently.
That was a shocker.
It was.
I was not expecting that.
Was it?
It was to me, yeah.
Yeah, Jen cried.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I cried.
Considering it.
You didn't cry.
Yeah, watching all this shit on the TV, yeah.
That's different, but I mean, if they're like, oh, Robin Williams died.
Oh, no, not like when I heard it. I was in public when I heard
well,
it.
I hit you with the pun, and you're like, no!
Yeah, I didn't. That's the first I heard.
I got something in my eye.
Yeah.
It literally had just been announced maybe like a minute before.
Yeah, because I looked it up, and it was like 5 minutes old.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I asked, I was just like, no. And I was at a bar.
No, this is not far too, no!
I asked the guy next to me. I was some random guy. I have no idea who it was.
Is Robin Williams dead?
I know.
It's
I was
dead.
Like, did you hear about Robin Williams? And he was like, what? No, what? I was like, somebody just told me he died. And he was like, fuck you. I was like, no, I just heard
fuck
it.
Fuck you, man.
And then there was this guy behind
you
us.
You say that.
And he was like, yeah, I just got it on my phone on the Fox News alert. And I was like, well, it's Fox News, so it could mean anything.
And then you all hugged and cried.
It's Fox News. It could mean anything. Most trusted source.
It could mean anything. So Robin Williams died. It said really mean we went to the moon again.
It said Robin Williams dead. Thanks, Obama. But, yeah. And then
he
the guy
had something to do with it.
And the guy was, fuck you. And then the guy I told was just like, hey, thanks a lot. You just ruined my fucking night. And he didn't talk to me.
Wow.
He was like legit pissed at me. I was like, I'm sorry. I just want to know if you heard as well.
I don't know why I wasn't really that affected by him.
Because you're an asshole.
No, I'd be more affected by like Billy Crystal or something.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would care less about Billy Crystal.
Billy
I'm actually kind of hoping Billy Crystal dies.
Oh, shit. Hoping.
Should get it over with.
Or host the Oscars again. One of the two.
I was just sitting there the whole time going, all right, now when are they going to say it's a hoax?
Yeah. Well, when I looked it up, it was like CBS,
yeah.
ABC, Fox, and all that.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, it was a big deal.
Somebody really got all of them. That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah.
They really believe in this.
Man.
Yeah. So but, it's not fake? Yeah.
Wait,
I heard he was beaten off. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Don't reliable, start that.
Reliable source.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking idiot next to you.
The idiot next to you.com is reporting that Robin Williams died beating off.
I've almost died beating off.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
just
shower.
From exhaustion.
From autoerotic asphyxiation.
But yeah, in the shower, you know. Because you can't breathe that steam too long.
Oh, man. So that's why it's good the shower I have there. It's got a little seat.
I got to admit, though, that I don't.
It's good for whacking off.
This guy dying did affect a lot of people.
Oh,
yeah.
Big time.
Because it's since like the late 70s, he's been part of everybody's life.
Mm-hmm. Not mine.
No, because you're an asshole.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Come on, an uncultured buffoon.
Yeah.
No.
What?
You may be a little bit disconnected on this, but you're going to tell me.
A little disconnected.
You're going to tell me that picture of Aladdin hugging the genie did not make you well up a little bit.
That one didn't.
Because it gave me the douche chills.
Did it?
Well, what about the Photoshop one where they put Robin Williams in?
Oh, God.
Look at him. So yeah,
no, like terrible. when I heard it, I was like, oh, that sucks. But like, Derek cried.
I was like blown away.
I cried like when I was like,
I got a whole
about
lot of death puns to work with here because of all his movies.
Like, I was more affected by Chris Farley's death, to be honest with you.
Chris Farley's death was massive.
Yeah,
really massive. And
he was massive.
Yes.
And he was massive. And he'd only been active in his career for like what, not even 10 years.
I'm still waiting for the reveal that one was a hoax too.
Yeah.
Might have been.
Yeah, him and Tupac are riding low right now.
Really low because he's so fat.
So you really think that Robin Williams went the way of Michael Hutchins from NXS with the autoerotic asphyxiation?
David Carradine? No.
No, no. So. David Carradine's family said that he was killed by the Yakuza.
Yeah.
So, that I would believe.
And they made it look like he was choking himself while beating off to shame him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because of kung fu movies or whatever.
Yes.
So wait, autoerotic asphyxiation isn't how Robin Williams died?
No.
That's what I was reporting.
He hanged himself.
That's what I reported.
He didn't really hang.
Or he wasn't very hung.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That was Peter Pan ties. He was pretty meaty.
You know? Packing the bowl.
I think they said he put the belt in a door and then just leaned forward.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That takes balls.
Yeah.
He put what?
He put the belt around his neck and then closed it in the door and then leaned forward.
Oh, wait. That's real?
Yeah.
Ouch. Because like you could stop that at any given minute.
Yeah. Like you
so
really
it's a great way to do it if you're beaten off.
They said they found him in like a seated position.
Yeah, like knelt down,
yeah,
kind of praying almost.
Ugh, gross.
With
See, I didn't look up any details.
Cat scratches on his arms.
Oh, there was horrific detail. Okay, yeah, no. I didn't read it all, but there was extreme detail.
Nope.
People were actually like offended. They were like, "Yeah, we don't need to know all this."
Yeah, that's how I feel. Mm. I was just like, "That don't want to do it." Don't want to hear it.
An iconic, you know, theater person is dead.
Yeah.
And that's it. So you know.
That's it. Yeah. He killed himself.
You don't need to see like the fucking still camera of their house every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The helicopter flyover.
Yeah.
You don't need all that shit.
Yeah. On the fucking, on one of the websites, it was like aerial footage of the Robin Williams house and it had his wife's thing on the bottom saying, you know, please respect our privacy.
Yeah, exactly.
On the same page.
On the same thing. Yeah.
Personally, I think this was done by the government.
Sounds like a conspiracy.
To hide the fact that an innocent black youth was choked to death.
Yes.
Choked
in Staten
death.
Island.
When was this?
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When did that happen?
Are you being serious? That guy passed you?
What? I know about the big fat black dude who got choked
the
to
big
death.
Fat black
That's what
dude.
He's talking about.
Innocent.
He said an innocent black innocent. Youth. That guy was not youthful.
But he was.
Nor
innocent.
Was he innocent.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Well, yeah, he was.
No, he was wanted for crimes.
I saw the video.
At the time, he was maybe innocent of whatever they were.
Yes, but that was an illegal chokehold.
It was an illegal.
It was.
Literally, it was.
The referee didn't,
naked.
The referee didn't slip his fingers underneath to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it usually seemed like the guy's like popping the elbow up.
Yeah.
You know what? It's the black guy's fault. He didn't give him the Iggy.
Give him the Iggy. Sure. But yeah, that guy's dead. What are the black guys are dead?
Oh man!
Did you see the one of the fucking guy from 10 miles away from
the
Ferguson?
Guys.
Oh. Yeah.
How, did you see the video footage of that?
Retarded.
Did you see the video footage?
Yes,
of that,
I did.
That was awesome.
It was awesome because that guy was awesomely retarded. He stole 2 sodas and put them on the sidewalk and is marching around like he's king shit. So the owner of the store calls the cops. They wait for the cops to get there. They show up. They get out of the car. And he's like, "Shoot me, motherfucker! Shoot me! Shoot me!" And then he charges the cops with a knife and they shoot him.
Wow.
All over some cola?
And the guy filming is like, man, all over two sodas. No, it wasn't over two sodas. It was over, he charged the cops with a knife. And they're allowed to shoot him if he does that.
But it started with the cola.
It's not about the cola, though. It's not about Michael Brown.
But look.
It didn't say share with the cops.
You're skipping steps here.
Share a Coke with the cops.
You're skipping steps here, all right? The cola came first.
Which came first? The cola?
If he didn't get the cola, then there wouldn't be the cops. So it's about
maybe.
The cola.
You never know.
So I say there should be protests against Coca-Cola.
Yeah. I'm boycotting.
And share, Skittles and watermelon Arizona.
Share a Coke with the Crip. Share a Coke with a Crip.
With a Crip.
I did see the video of the Bloods and the Crips together.
Great.
Crying
defending
over Robin
from
Williams.
Riders.
Yes. Watching Aladdin. Now they were like protecting some store from being looted.
Yeah, the one that they were going to loot later on that evening.
We got to make sure nothing is stolen. Yeah, this store.
No, the one that kicks them back money not to loot it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They should get the Hell's Angels in there. Is what they should do.
The Hell's Angels, a subversive group.
Yeah,
or just Jesse Ventura.
Why can't the SS just come through?
Could do that.
That'd be pretty rad.
They're all dead though.
Yeah.
No, bring them back, man.
Bring them back.
Bringing them back.
Zombie SS.
That would be awesome movie.
Dragon
right
Ball
there.
Z style.
I'm sure it exists somewhere.
It doesn't.
Nazi zombies. Right, it's got
yeah.
it.
No, it yeah, happened.
It happened in Dragon Ball Z.
What?
Oh.
It happened in Dragon Ball Z.
Nothing happens in Dragon Ball Z. Nobody cares about
it
Dragon
did.
Ball Z.
Something happened where like all the villains of the world came back to life and Hitler came back with a zombie army of nice. Like skeletons and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, they would have fucking zombie krieged all over them.
Zombie krieged. It happened in Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z did it.
Dragging these balls across the face. Yeah.
You seen a video footage
dead
of the
snow.
Ferguson guy?
Dead
though?
Snow.
It's dead Snow, yes, with the head
Informer.
On the I have the picture of it in my head, but I couldn't think of what it was called.
I actually did see it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
How was it?
I like your boy.
Zombie Nazis?
Yeah, they had me on the edge of my seat.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. Reaching to change the channel? Reaching
give me 5 more minutes.
Grab another beer.
Oh, Lord.
I saw the video of the aftermath where he's just laying in the street.
And that guy's going, that's a dead motherfucker right there.
Yeah, he's like, that's one dead nigga right there. Ah, it's all right. I ain't dead. I got to eat or something like that.
Because the brain's all leaking out and shit. That's a dead motherfucker right there.
And you hear like some woman screaming like, why is that guy oh, helping him? Why are you helping him? He's fucking dead, lady.
The black girls are the dead. Worst. Oh, yeah. They just cackling to God.
Cackling to God.
Oh,
Dear Lord.
I really like I feel bad. I feel bad because like these people were like, oh God, they were like hyped up and riled up for no reason at all. And it's like people are scrutinizing them and like, I mean, yeah, they're looting
on,
and shit.
Matt.
And it's
just,
and it's
just walk a day in the life of a brother.
No, I'm trying to you know explain that point. It's like yeah, like they're all mad and shit over something that they thought happened because that's what they saw on the news, and it's not what happened. And they're all you know. It's like not to say like looting for a reason or looting for no reason, but they are literally looting and rioting and burning their city down for no reason. Nothing what they thought happened.
If it wasn't this, it would have been something else.
Yeah.
It might have been. That's a lot of people are saying. Now they're just looking for a reason
those
to do it.
Those people are unruly as it is.
Those people.
What people
cops,
would that be?
People from Missouri.
Yeah, because they had like flooded like 93.
Yeah. Did you hear the cops, the cop raised more money from fundraisers than Michael Brown did?
I did not hear that. Thank you.
Was there like a 50-50?
Yeah. Everybody plays 50-50.
Get your red hats.
Yeah, they were doing fundraisers and the
walking
cop
through
like
the riots on
the cop's
ahead.
Still alive.
Yeah. Well, like they were raising money for like the family and stuff of Michael Brown and them, but like the cops like pulled ahead dramatically.
The cop's going to end up in jail though for no reason.
He's going to get set up somehow for something else.
I don't know if he's going to end up in jail, but he's definitely not going to be a cop anymore.
How come?
They'll take him out.
Well, the thing is, he can't be a cop in Ferguson no more.
What, because he uses a gun?
No, because they'll kill him.
Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, if he has a... If he's crazy.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of interviews from cops, and they explain the details of when you use your firearm as a cop, it's taken away, it's used as evidence, and you are suspended until the situation is resolved, and you have to go through up to 3 psychiatric evaluations until you can come back.
No. No, you're right. Evaluations. In Ferguson.
Evaluations.
Yo, he needs to be evaluated.
That's a dead motherfucker.
Evaluations. Well, I need me some evaluations.
I need some evaluating parking.
I'm sure he doesn't. I'm sure he doesn't mind the suspension because I did hear his skull got cracked. So,
yeah,
he did.
He's due
original,
for a break.
Yeah, the original reports that he had a broken orbital bone, but that apparently was false. But he did have like a severe swelling. And beaten face.
Yeah. Got stung by a bee.
They go in the hospital and they're like, you're suspended. He's like, okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll be here if you need me. How's everything going out there?
He probably did.
Could really use you out here.
He probably did.
You don't
himself.
Want to put on CNN. Just
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No.
Just,
he went behind a tree and punched himself afterwards. He's like, oh shit, how do I get out of this?
So this dude's 6'4", 292 pounds.
And he had a posse.
And he had a posse. I guess similar to Steve number one, he's basically 6'4", 292. And
292?
Yeah.
Come on.
Jesus Christ.
You were being
could
so...
You,
never mind.
Generous?
Yeah.
Could you imagine Steve taking 4 bullets to the arm, charging the cops?
No, because he couldn't take...
I can't picture Steve stubbing his toe.
Yeah. He couldn't take 4 bee stings.
4 bee stings.
That could kill somebody.
It could, actually.
Yeah.
No, but this guy was 6'4", 300 pounds of just pure fat.
I call him Black Doughy Batista.
I just hate how they keep making him like he was a baby.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
Completely.
I was literally
the
picturing.
Giant.
I was literally picturing this little kid.
Big cabbage patch kid.
And then I see video of him like, you know, giving fucking the goon arm to some guy in a convenience store. I'm like, that's the guy?
Yeah, he was 18, and they still call him a kid.
He was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's huge. He robbed the store right before it happened, right?
And he robbed them of fucking, that's why I made the reference
cigars.
Before, Swisher Sweets, so he could make like a blunt.
Yeah.
Or a split or whatever out of them.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, it was like a couple dollars.
Yeah, he was just like, he just took it. He's like, I'm not paying for it.
I ain't paying for it. And ruffled him around and pushed the other guy.
Left.
Yeah. He's a bully. He was a menace to that town, I can guarantee you.
And then when he got stopped, it wasn't even because he had robbed the place.
No,
the
cops were holding up traffic.
They were walking
in the
middle
of the
street.
Yeah.
And the cop told him to get on a sidewalk.
Yeah. And fucking beat it.
He's like, get out of the road. And like, apparently that was too much to ask for. So he decided to attack the cops and push the cop in the car.
Well, he was on a high because he just bullied the guy with some Philly blunts.
He was high. Yeah.
Oh, well, I meant like your adrenaline high, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, he was high in marijuana.
Oh, okay.
and Hawaiian punch.
This is a big old fist.
How about a Hawaiian punch? How about a Ferguson punch?
The gentle giant punch.
Yeah.
What's his death pun now?
What was it?
What was his name?
Michael Brown.
Oh.
In the ground. I have no sympathy for this case whatsoever.
I haven't heard this much hatred for Ferguson since Clarissa Explains It All.
Wow. Ferguson W. Darling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was real for a second.
I wish it was.
But I do feel sorry for the residents because they were duped.
Dupe.
They were duped by the drive-by media.
Drive-by.
I was watching CNN the other day.
Oh, boy.
And it was a black reporter, and he was standing on a sidewalk with a group of people, and the cops came, and they were basically
told
just,
the guy out of the road.
Yeah,
I'm black reporter for CNN.
Yeah, and no, basically they were.
I'm a black man on the sidewalk.
Basically, they didn't want him on the sidewalk, which
is know. I am black for CNN.
Well, anyway, the cops were like, "Come on, off the sidewalk, move out of the way," and. At first, the reporter's like, well, I'm not moving anywhere. I'm allowed to be here.
I'm the press. I can stand wherever the fuck I want.
So the cop started giving him like a little bit of shoulder with it. Like, come on, let's move. And he's like, I'm getting assaulted. I'm getting assaulted right now on national TV. Yeah. I was like, you fucking piece of
I'm
shit.
I'm getting assaulted.
Nincompoop.
Nincompoop. People have no idea like what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. Like, if a cop tells you move from this space, you move. That's it. It. You can call them a bully or whatever you want. Yeah. You move from that space.
And the thing is, if they're protesting, they have to constantly be walking.
Yes.
Because it's a fine line between protesting and loitering.
Yes. That was not protesting.
I caught a video, guy doing setting up like a web show where he has his camera set up filming some of the Ferguson action and he's commenting on it. And as he's doing it,
like wrestling commentary, kind of.
Yeah, just like that.
Wow, I can't believe how he threw that.
With the smoke bomb!
He threw that brick through that window. I can't believe it. The tear gas! Oh my God, the tear gas!
What a maneuver!
What a maneuver!
My God!
Yeah, but then...
There is not a single TV left, my God!
But, you know, then some of these protesters...
Youths.
As we can call them. Oh, okay. Stole his equipment.
Oh,
TV.
There goes my monitor.
TV stereos and DVD match. Oh, my God.
We're going to have to go to commercial break.
This is my show now, motherfucker.
Brought to you by Samsung.
Like, you don't see him on camera just filming stuff. He stops talking and he goes, hey, stop. Hey, that's my shit. Stop it. And then the camera falls over.
And then you just see like this black dude just, hey, getting hell out of here.
Oh, God.
They're rioting. They're setting themselves on fire. What's going on?
Our pets'
it?
Heads are falling off.
Have any of you guys seen these fire challenge videos?
No.
Are you familiar with these?
No.
Oh, God.
Is that what happens right before the ice bucket challenge?
I actually saw these, started seeing these videos pop up before the ice bucket ones.
Oh, you're such a hipster.
there is a predominant race to the people who take the fire challenge.
Nigerians?
Would you call them Fergusons?
Possibly.
Okay.
They might be residents of a small town in Missouri.
Check out all these Fergies.
But yeah,
Fergusons.
Look at all these Fergers.
They get into bathtubs or near pools, cover themselves with an accelerant, and then set themselves on fire.
I saw one of them.
An accelerant.
And it was in a shower, and they turned the shower on, but all it did was spread the fire. Because I guess it was something that was like thick that he had on him. I don't know.
I gotta say, it's a big mistake.
The one that's heavily going around is a guy with he's using nail polish remover.
Ugh.
He pours it all over himself.
Oh, no.
To the point where it starts soaking into his pants. And he just immediately goes up. And I don't know what it is about people on fire, but they like to run.
Yeah.
Even if they think that's going
to
put it out.
Even if they're in the position to get the fire put out, they just take off.
Yep. Like it's chasing them.
Are we able to get any of these videos?
Oh.
The fire challenge.
Let's get the other TV from upstairs.
I really should. I mean, I can bring them up, but the thing's gonna fucking crap out.
Well, the audio on one of them is good enough because it's the guy's mom is filming them and just her screaming at him to get back into the shower, and you hear the smoke alarm going off.
Oh my God,
it's great.
He was actually burning.
Yeah,
smoking.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Remember when Craig, former prescribed Craig, threw the hairspray can?
Yeah.
It was a
food release, yeah.
Food release can into the fire.
How can we forget? Highly flammable.
Yep.
And combustible. It fired directly back at his hand, right?
Yep.
Yeah. While he was running away.
It left the imprint on his hand.
He had a half a circle on his hand. Broke like two of his fingers. Oh, man.
He was so dangerous.
What an asshole.
I know. He could have died. That could have hit him in the head.
But the best part is he was running away from it. He knew he wasn't
threw it and was ran.
There was a mushroom cloud.
I didn't see it. I was inside.
I was told.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a mushroom cloud.
I can imagine.
An atomic bomb.
Pretty much. Atom bomb.
I used to do the hairspray in front of the lighter gimmick, but that could blow up in your hand, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't want to hold that shit down.
I learned that from watching Arachnophobia.
Oh, okay. All right.
I hate that movie.
Why, you hate spiders? Or John Goodman?
No, John Goodman rules.
He's a good man.
Or who else was that? What was that? What's his name?
Robin Williams.
Spiders.
Spiders.
Let me climb up on this ladder. Oh,
What's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
Oh, Jesus. I really like One Hour Photo.
One Hour Photo.
Yeah, it was really creepy.
I didn't even think of any.
It was really... But not his best.
Hello.
Ms. Doubtfire is good.
World's Greatest Dad.
I still never saw that.
World's Deadest Dad.
Ironically enough, Zelda. It's a movie about his kid, you know, yeah. Autoerotic gimmick,
Zelda.
Choking himself and dying.
Yeah.
I liked City Slickers.
City Slickers.
He wasn't even
Billy Crystal.
There you go, man.
Throw Mom from the train. Great Robin Williams movie.
Do you think that Daniel Stern died?
Is
that
what you're saying?
The NBA commissioner?
Richard Dreyfuss?
I'm Richard Dreyfuss.
No, I'd probably go Peter Pan.
Hook? You mean Hook?
Whatever.
Hook!
Yeah, he was Peter Pan.
Dustin Hoffman.
I loved Jimmy Fallon's Robin Williams on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was really good.
He had a big hairy chest and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, he's dead.
Over here we have the scoreboard, and here we have Anna. She's making a vowel movement. Yes.
Yes.
You might be retarded.
So what else is going on, guys?
That's not
it?
Much.
Petering out? Should we just call it a day?
People setting themselves on fire. People dumping water on themselves.
Yeah. Do you know anybody who's done it?
Whole world's gone mad.
A couple people on my Facebook.
Yeah, a couple people.
Yeah.
A couple people that shouldn't have, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Vince McMahon had a pretty solid one.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Vinnie Mac, huh?
His hair stood up.
Oh, man.
His hair stood the test of time on that one.
I hope there's no shrinkage.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a pervert.
And he did it in that you know, there's that gym that they used to use in, like, the old Bonnie Donna's promos.
The WBF one?
With the neon lights going across.
And same exact thing.
Yeah. Did it in there, wearing a suit.
The Ico Pro commercials used to be in that gym. Mm-hmm. Bret Hart, Ico Pro. Was it Ico Pro?
Yeah.
Ico Pro.
And then he called out, Vince called out Kermit the Frog.
Wow.
And responded. Kermit
responded.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. Which I thought was kind of creepy because Kermit pointed out that if an amphibian is in frozen water, they could die.
Yeah.
And then he dumps the water on himself and falls over, and he just sees a little foot twitching.
So he might be dead.
Yeah. Vince killed he killed wrestling and Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
There's some big ones up there. George W. Bush.
Which one?
He did it. George W.?
Oh, W. Bush.
Yeah. No,
Rob Ford?
Not H.W. Rob Ford.
I saw Rob Ford did it. I didn't watch it.
He challenged somebody.
What, his coke
somebody
dealer?
Big. Yeah. I challenged my coke dealer to give me better prices. He's great.
He just challenged a bunch of hockey players or something. I don't know.
No, I thought he challenged somebody pretty big, like a big name.
Prime Minister.
Hmm.
The Pope.
I saw the Undertaker one, but you can't. What do
you can't even see him.
He fucking recorded it on a potato.
It did.
A lot of these videos are such bad quality. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't understand.
The cell phones are better.
I think he waited until it was like as dark as possible. He's just like,
seriously,
right, we can do it now.
I wouldn't even know it was.
He's like holding like his daughter's hand.
Yeah. She's like affection.
No.
Oh shit.
Finally.
Did Steve Austin do it?
I don't know.
No.
No.
No, I haven't seen it.
You heard about the firefighters?
No.
There's like a whole fucking.
Oh yeah, it was a big. Fucking
like they all got doused, like 40 of them, but the fucking fire truck was touching electrical wires, so like 15 of them got fucking zapped.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you can see the fucking the what's it called, the overhead
dumbasses.
Yeah.
Dopes. Oh, you could have put those in the fridge, Steve.
Yeah, well, I was waiting for cracking.
I think they're waiting for Obama to finish it out.
What
the challenge?
Like, you think he's gonna do it?
He already issued a statement that he's not doing it.
Because he's black.
He got challenged, and there's an official White House statement that he's making a charitable contribution, but he will not pour ice water on himself.
Because he can't be embarrassed.
Because he can't swim.
He's already embarrassed enough. How many more embarrassed can you get?
It's like, he'll do it, and then the media will come on and be like, nah, you know what, he didn't really do that. That was the imposter Obama. It was the guy from Saturday Night Live. He didn't do it.
I hope Putin does it twice now.
Putin's going to stand underneath like a waterfall.
Yeah.
He's just going to be, he has to get chipped out of an iceberg.
Like fucking he's going to jump America. Into a frozen lake with a bear, and he's going to wrestle
with
the bear. They're both going to go in the ice, and he's just going to come out with the bear's head.
Did you see Patrick Stewart's?
No.
Patrick Stewart's is great.
Yeah.
You want to bring it up?
I can try.
Well, I mean, the people on YouTube can see it.
Batista one was pretty good, too.
Batista did it?
I like the Foo Fighters one. They did the whole scene from Carrie. Yeah. Did you see it?
That's right. Funny.
It was long, but it was good.
I hate Dave Grohl.
Why? How can you hate Dave Grohl?
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. What?
He killed Kurt.
What did he ever do to you?
He killed Kurt.
He conspired with Courtney Love.
I doubt that. They fucking hate each other.
Now.
Yeah, you think they do. That's kayfabe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
What you got there? You can't talk about Kurt in front of him. He gets all upset.
I do get upset.
Oh, God, this is terrible.
Shut your fat mouth.
I'm not that fat.
No. I'm not that fat.
He looks pretty good for 99.
He's writing a check.
Yeah.
It would appear. He is now removing the check from the checkbook.
He ripped the corner.
Wow, his checkbook is thick.
Yeah. He hasn't used it very much.
He's now moved a ice bucket in front of him. He's using ice tongs to remove ice from the bucket to fill a glass.
That's it.
He has what appears to be a
scotch.
Bottle of scotch, maybe? Bottle of brandy, I'm not sure.
Maybe Merlot.
Not showing the label.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow, he's old as shit.
Tips the glass. Oh, he's taking a swig. That's a man's man right there. Slight grimace. Look of joy.
That's it.
Oh.
That's all.
Oh, well, show it over and over.
Yeah, it repeated.
That was it, man, huh?
Well, that was it.
That was a letdown.
Steve missed the message.
Black people setting themselves on fire. Let's go.
All right.
That was terrible.
I knew that would go over Steve's head. I knew it.
I don't even care. I wanted to see him get wet.
Get wet.
What is this?
What's up, baby?
Lighting themselves on fire for YouTube celebrity, which is so unbelievably sad and pathetic. People
definitely
are actually
a Syrian
getting
Jew.
Harmed in the process of doing so. You know why?
She's very
they're lighting themselves
really.
On fire. You shouldn't do that.
Yours shouldn't do that.
Examples for you. Maybe
she's not very good,
it.
But
maybe it
she's
turns
hot.
You on. Maybe you're a pyromaniac. I don't know. Take a quick look.
Wow. Getting worse. What is this? This is the problem. Cops shooting blacks is not the problem. This
and there
is
he goes.
Whoa! He went up, man, like fried chicken.
This,
look at
this.
This
is a real good one.
Oh, no, no! Get out of the water! Get out of the water! Get out of the fucking water!
What the fuck is what an
he's
asshole?
He's still on fire!
Drops
on your nuts.
I saw
oh,
this.
Man.
Wait, Bray, wait!
This is so terrible.
Oh my God.
Like, what do they think is going to happen?
How many houses do you think have burned
right,
down from doing this?
So many have, obviously.
Well, anyone that has probably should have.
God damn it.
Definitely wasn't their house.
God, like, what? Why?
People are dumb.
And they're worried about cops shooting them.
I watched a whole compilation of those.
Is there any
and there
white
was only there was only one white guy. And of course, in typical white guy fashion, to further embarrass us, he set his ass on fire.
Wow.
He sprays an aerosol can over his butt cheeks and lights them. And I'm like, really? Either you're the lone white guy doing this, and that's the way you go. Come on.
Breaking
now.
News.
Uh-oh.
Did you say breaking Jews?
Suge Knight shot 6 times at Chris Brown's pre-VMA party in Los Angeles.
By another black person.
Whoops. The rap mogul was reportedly seriously injured and rushed to the hospital, where he is said to be recovering in ICU. Suge Knight and 2 others were reportedly the victims of shots said to be aimed at Brown and possibly Justin Bieber.
Wow.
Wow.
This is on the Daily News, so New York Daily News. All so the victims are expected
so we were,
to recover.
We were a gunshot away from Justin Bieber being dead.
You're telling me that Suge Knight took a bullet for Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
What that's year
a,
is this?
That's a
I
true
know.
Hero right there. That's the same guy that hung Vanilla Ice out a window.
Yep.
He just took a bullet for Justin Bieber.
Yes.
bullets. Is,
he's so big, he probably didn't even know.
No, no. Yeah.
Man.
Damn.
Wow.
Suge Knight.
His knight in shining armor.
So Justin Bieber's getting himself in trouble.
Must have really bad aim if you're attempting to shoot Chris Brown and Justin Bieber and you wind up hitting Suge Knight.
It's kind of hard. He kind of like, he has his own gravity.
Yeah.
The bullet's probably just bent right to him.
Holy shit.
It was probably Tupacalypse.
Tupacalypse! Poor Suge.
Damn.
Suge Knight's a bitch.
He is a tough motherfucker. That
I
guy, huh?
Fuck him up.
It's probably the 10th time he's been shot.
Is head. That tonight? The
VMAs, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
God, they're still going on?
Yeah.
I saw the lineup. It's horrendous.
The thing is, there's like no videos anymore.
No.
There's no talent anymore. There's no talent. None. It's horrible. God, stop. End it. It's over.
Music.
Come on now. That Ariana Grande is pretty fucking good.
Fucking Ariola Grande?
I missed it.
What about that? What about that?
Fucking Iggy Azalea?
Iggy Azalea.
Is MTV News still
she
a
has
thing?
The biggest, floppiest ass I've ever
Kurt
seen.
Kurt Loder's gone, huh?
Nice.
You hear it.
Jizz Loder?
First.
Tabitha Soren?
Tabitha
Soren.
She was hot.
Fucking man. Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
The ghost, I had a hot the ghost for her of too. Kennedy.
She had a book come out.
Yeah.
Pretty recently.
She's pretty hot now, actually, compared to when she was.
I was a fan of Daisy Fuentes.
Daisy Fuentes. Yeah, she was hot.
I didn't even know what to do with my penis yet, and I'm like, wow, that's great.
Wow. That's great. I love that.
Daisy Fuentes.
That reminds me, we should eat White Castle again sometime.
Oh, yeah, we're overdue for our eating challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that kind of smells like Ace Bandages. Maybe it was me.
I think it was.
You just keep smelling.
I can't
Ace
even
Bandages.
Find any information on that. VMAs.
One white guy lights his butt cheeks.
MTV to air short tribute to Ferguson during VMAs.
Why?
Why?
Maybe why? Maybe they meant.
Oh!
Oh! Dude!
You don't smell me.
Maybe
that.
They should have a tribute to the cops who risked
no
their lives.
No shit. Pure unadulterated shit. Just
dude,
accosted my nostrils.
It's whatever wire plugs to your TV. It's like.
Oh, it smells so bad.
No, it don't.
Anastacost.
It really
it's just pumpkin spices.
Yeah, right. Oh, it won't go away.
You
no.
You were overselling.
No, I swear to God, it's like right here.
Do you smell anything, Kev?
Yeah, Ace Bandages.
That's it. Vicks Vapor Rub.
I don't know what he's getting.
I don't know. It's I just fucking. Oh, it's in my mouth.
Mm. I get it. I get it. You don't appreciate it, but you don't need the potty language.
It's in my mouth.
Potty language.
Oh, man.
I felt good.
It still smells.
Farting good in the hood.
Miley Cyrus is up for video of the year for Wrecking Ball. That was this year?
I guess like it came out late enough last year that it didn't qualify.
I should have worn that shirt today.
I wish you would. I fucking bought it for you.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah. Whatever. Mm. Let's see who best rock video. Lord Royals. Rock video?
Rock.
Okay.
Rock.
Rock.
Okay.
The Black Keys, Fever.
Rock.
Arctic Monkeys. Imagine Dragons. And Linkin Park?
Linkin Park.
The fuck year is this?
No, they came out a new album. It's terrible.
Brutal.
I bet.
And Lord's winning.
Of course.
Yeah, for a rock video.
Yeah. Rock.
Remember back in the day when there actually used to be rock bands?
Dude, it's like an R&B song.
Shit. When there used to be like...
Michael Jackson is up for best choreography. He's been dead for
the reach
7 years.
Yeah,
this is why it needs to end. It's you don't horrible. Even have the
well,
correct...
he had that dance that he never got
you
recognition
can't even
for.
Have like a rock
the
category,
the Deprivan dance. Never just lays down, goes to sleep.
At least Disturbed doesn't exist anymore.
Guess I do.
Huh?
Disturbed?
Yeah,
still exists.
Not really.
It does
I see Iggy Azalea is all over this, so she's probably gonna be a big winner.
She's a big loser. That's what she is.
Wow. I don't even know what song she sings.
She doesn't sing anything important. So that's it.
Royals?
That's that Lordy girl.
You know why we don't know any of these? There's no
Beavis
and Butthead to teach it to us.
Oh, that's true.
There's no Beavis and Butthead to teach it to us.
That's what it is.
I just finished watching the last
Beavis Long and Butthead Hole and season. Beatrice.
But the thing is there's it's no so music video play. So that's why. I might know who these people were if it was on MTV.
Well, apparently Iggy Azalea fell off the stage.
Good.
Do a video?
Watch your fall.
This is right now?
Of course. Yeah.
Maybe Suge Knight got
a hell of a romp.
Oh, yeah.
She just fucking, she walks and just falls.
Good.
Stage.
I hope she broke her fucking hip.
Good, Matt says.
I don't
says.
Know. She looks cushioned.
I hate her.
She looks very well cushioned.
I would bang the shit out of her.
Oh, she's yeah.
disgusting.
Wait, what's her ethnicity?
I would fart in her lunchbox.
You can't even tell. Her face is like completely fucking.
Isn't she Australian?
Who cares?
Ah, fuck them.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so she fucking.
Oh, my God. Don't catch her.
Oh, Christ. Oh, she sings Fancy.
Whatever that is.
Well, I know that for the Weird Al parody, Handy.
Oh, are you still doing parodies?
I'm so handy.
He's got a number one album right now. First one ever.
Yeah. Where have you been? You little uncultured shit. Slob.
Wow.
Buffoon, I said.
I know. I just wanted to call him a slob.
Oh. You guys are dicks.
Yeah.
Buffoon.
Yes, we are.
Standing at a whopping 5'10", hailing from Sydney, Australia.
Ooh.
Iggy Azalea.
Yes, it's all drink of water right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys being serious about Weird Al? He's dead?
Songs
His parents are dead. Very dead.
Bounce. Work. And a song called Pussy with dollar signs instead of the S's.
Oh. Creative.
Oh, my God. B-Sheps did a...
What happened?
B-Sheps did a challenge.
Can we watch it? Can we watch it? Wait a minute.
Can we watch it? Can we watch
it? Is the water kosher?
Can we watch it, please?
You know, people shouldn't be doing these
it's
because
the water culture.
There's culture. A drought in California.
Yeah, so
I said that actually. I did.
Yeah,
that's on my Facebook.
Fag.
That's kind of true.
The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge by Ryan Brown.
By Ryan Brown.
Michael Brown?
Does he pour it out of his yarmulke?
I was nominated to do the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge by Ryan Brown.
Oh, vertical Ryan video, gotta love it.
Everybody.
I'm nominating John Miller. My father, Bruce Shapiro.
Gotta count him on the fingers.
And my brother, Eric.
Wow, he looks more Jewish on
you
video.
He does.
He's gotten significantly more Jewish than the like other week.
Aye.
Oh, here goes nothing.
Yeah. Here goes nothing.
Ain't even ice in there.
He did pretty good.
Imagine a whole bunch of Van Frank's diaries fell out.
A whole bunch.
A whole bunch of gold teeth fall out.
And lampshades. Like
shekels.
Oh, $10,000.
Where'd that come from? Oh, man.
Sheck Knight.
I'm so Jewish.
I'm so Hebrew.
What else is going on? Anybody else die?
Oh, yeah. What's her name? That old ass bitch. She's
oh,
like 90.
Yeah. Oh, the maid from Brady
Sally
Bunch.
Field.
Sally Field.
Yeah, she's pretty old. Saw Spider-Man.
Lauren.
Saw Spider-Man 2 too.
What?
I saw Spider-Man 2 too.
Spider-Man 2.
The next Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about this last time?
Did we?
No, none of us watched it though.
I only just watched it the other day.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
How was it?
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With what's his name in it? Black dude?
Black. Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing.
Was it?
Yeah.
It seemed like it was.
It's cringy.
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 I hate Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, what's the hate?
Yeah, exactly. Did you see the video of the Hulk versus Superman?
Hulk versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Like?
Somebody like...
Terry Bollea?
Somebody independent created.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like a 3D render?
It was really, really awesome. But anyway... How awesome was Spider-Man?
Was Hulk played by Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck?
No. Was the Spider-Man better than the first one?
No.
Oh, so wait. You were being sarcastic?
It was all right.
So the first one was still better than this one?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Derek, have you seen the 3D generated remake of the Ninja Turtles intro?
Remake?
Yes.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's fire that up. That'll kill 5 minutes.
Is that better than the Jurassic Park theme?
Might be. No, they take the original theme song and they 3D rendered the whole intro for the cartoon. Really good.
Has anybody been watching the Every Simpsons Ever marathon?
Nope.
Yes.
I posted this on my Facebook, and I noticed it when I was watching it. They did some really shitty HD cropping and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't stretch it. They actually cropped it top and bottom to fit their HD format, and you actually lose a lot of the visual gags. You know, because they just straight up cut out.
That sucks balls.
Yeah, and they did some kind of weird, like, smoothing effect, and it looks really weird.
2X Eagle?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't notice any of that.
Because I did.
I've seen pretty much all these episodes already.
Yeah.
So in watching it, I'm not actually, like, watching it. I'm like,
you're just, like, reliving it.
I'm like, oh, this.
I remember that.
Let me go get a muffin.
A muffin.
This is great.
When did Simpsons go HD?
Oh, boy. I don't know. A couple years ago. I'm sure once they get to those episodes, it'll look a lot better.
I hope so.
But I was watching, like, you know, mid-90s versions.
But this is it's a pretty good idea by the Fox people to introduce the FXX channel. And they're moving a lot of the shows over to it. The problem is they had already moved shows to it, and they just died there because nobody knew the channel existed.
Yep. Like
that Jim Jeffries show was on
legit.
There.
And yeah, that's gone.
The Kamal Bell talk show, they threw that on there, and nobody knew.
The Jim Jeffries show is really fucking good.
Yeah.
Apparently it's gone. So.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that?
He's an Australian comedian.
Is he any good?
Yeah,
he's real good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Oh, yeah. And what's his name is on it? Cliff Clavin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He's a real asshole.
Is he?
That's what I've heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't picture him being an asshole.
He is that character, and he's a dickhead.
Wow. See, I think Matt has a problem with black people.
You hear him being that
What black character was on Cheers?
You just said Cleveland.
Kelly. No.
Cliff Clavin.
I know. I'm playing jokes.
I know.
Don't worry.
Were there any black characters on
Kelsey
Cheers?
Kelsey Grammer.
I don't think so.
Yeah, the dishwasher.
Not even like extras.
No.
It was it is fucking Boston, right?
Like the most racist town in America.
I guess Woody Harrelson fucking, what's his name?
Woody Harrelson?
Was his name on the show?
Oh, I don't know. Woody. I never watched Cheers.
You never watched that?
It was Woody. I mean, I've seen it. I never watched it.
It was Woody.
I think it was Woody, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was just Woody?
Winnie Woody?
I think his name is
real
name's
like
Woody.
His real name's like Pete Taggart.
Yeah.
Pete Taggart.
I don't know where you got that, but I know a real Pete Taggart.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a real one.
Fired it out.
Pete Taggart.
Well, because they had the old guy in the first few seasons, and he died. Rock or something.
Oh, really? He's talking to me.
Little Liquid.
Little
Liquid.
Shut this down.
Shut up.
And then they brought him in.
Get ready.
But he was as close to being black as you could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sin City 2 flopped.
Did it flop as bad as Ninja Turtles then?
Ninja Turtles didn't really flop.
No, it's...
Ninja Turtles did pretty bad.
Did better than they expected.
Yeah.
But not like record-breaking.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy fried, just like murdered.
Have the
it.
Rest, you know. They're just here and I'm eating them.
Finally, Kev.
Kev sells for it. Woo! Well, yeah, give us some box office weekend shit. How's Guardians of the Galaxy doing? Is that 500 million yet?
Guardians of the Galaxy is doing incredible.
Did it hit 500 million yet?
489.5.
Nice. So it'll top out around 500. Maybe more. Yeah.
Wow. Have you seen it, Matt?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, yeah, you went to the movies with Dawson with that, right?
Yep, sat in the front row.
And me, apparently.
And Derek, apparently, yeah.
I was there. I just didn't know they were there, too.
We gotta get the friend location thing on.
Yeah.
It's like, he's right in the same room as you.
Turn around.
There he is. Sitting in the front row.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came in second
place.
That
was the last time I had soda.
Yeah.
It was a lot of soda.
16.8 million? No, that can't be right.
That was the it was the first night.
Must be the
That was the Wednesday to Thursday overnight showing.
Did you see that yet, Matt?
No, I'm not gonna see that shit.
What, Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Let's all go watch it.
I have it.
It's showing tonight.
Whoa, huh?
Are you showing already?
You mean like you have tickets to it?
Yeah.
Oh. He has a ticket to get to there.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
That's the ticket and my wife, Morgan Fairchild.
Did you see it or are you going to see it?
I did not see it.
Everybody whose opinion about Ninja Turtles that I would respect says it sucks. And every like youngster who saw it said it was great. So you know it's terrible.
Yeah.
Anybody like under age 25?
What did Kevin Clash have to say about it?
Yeah. Kevin Clash. Who's he the voice of?
Well, he was Splinter, right?
He was the voice of Splinter, right?
Yeah. Rokusaki.
Rokusaki.
And Elmo. And Ernie had his hand up a couple kids' asses.
Okay.
Oh, Ric Flair did the ALS.
Woo! Ric Flair ALS Challenge. Woo! Charlotte, North Carolina.
This is the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Woo! Style of profiling. And I've been challenged by the San Francisco 49ers and Bret Hart.
49ers.
For the Bret ALS Hart? Challenge. Okay, man? Here's the deal. Man.
I challenge Bret Hart to draw flies.
The Snoop Dogg. And by the way, Snoop, I'm still the king of bling, brother. Woo! And I'm also challenging my agent, Melinda Zoni. And
he's so drunk.
At Lady Town. And
where's my wife?
My beautiful daughter, Charlotte.
Charlotte looks exactly like.
You gotta do it to us, sir. You gotta be like an H. Okay, woo, let's get this thing going out.
Snake.
Oh, Brad Nessler.
Styling, profiling, jet flying.
Pedophiling.
Who's that?
Wheeling dealing that you've ever done. Yes. You will not get out of the ALS challenge. Never. Not even.
I'm in.
The figure four leg lock.
But I'm wearing a money.
Who is it? I know when they get like a market.
Yeah.
Harbaugh.
Is that Eric Sims?
Woo! You're going to say, who led when this
do is it,
he already said he's going to do it. Why is this guy now like, you're not getting out of it?
Baby. Wow. JC, you're the French maid. I can't handle it.
Woo!
Woo! This is definitely WCW booking.
Got a little bit smaller.
He's doing the dancing with the bucket on his head.
Did he drop an elbow on it?
Next thing you know, tugboat's falling through a wall.
Oh,
styling and pedophiling.
Ric Flair's incredible. Yeah.
Look like a drowned rabbit, but.
Anyone ever see when Ric Flair took the old ice challenge? They all, you ever hear or see that where, you surprise somebody with a bottle of Smirnoff Ice and they had to get down on a knee and chug it. And Ric Flair did it on TNA television.
Really?
It's probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah, they had it hiding in his locker and they pull it out. Locker. He gets down on a knee, chugs it, and just in one movement throws the bottle over his shoulder and stands up and starts strutting.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll have to check that out.
Alberto Del Rio was released from the WWE.
I heard that, but then he was just at something like the other day.
He was at the big AAA event
in
Mexico, which violates his 90-day no-compete.
Oh, wow.
So, he's in trouble.
Well, they fired him.
Yeah.
I like this theme.
Yeah, rumor has it that one of the writers or somebody made a racist remark, and he got back to him, and he went and smacked the shit out of him.
It was a woman.
Her or her.
Yeah, it was a girl.
Slapped her tits around.
That's what I would do.
He cold cocked the girl in the locker room.
His cock was cold. Cold cocked them titties.
Oh, well. I think we're just about done here.
Nice.
That's an hour.
All right, cool. All right, see you later.
All right. It's
bye. Fun. We should just end the show like that.
Peace.
All right. Bye.
It's been good.
See you.